This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Lourdes Rehabilitation Healthcare Center. Patient first name is Nadine, N-A-D-I-N-E. Last name is Claycomb, C-L-A-Y-C-O-M-B. Date of birth is 9-1-1935. Date of evaluation 5-24-2022. HPI history, page complaints, psychiatric follow-up requested for management of patient's depression, comma, poor appetite, and review of review of efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is an 86 years old female who was originally admitted to this facility on 12/13/2021 and readmitted on 1/12/2022. Patient chart indicates history of CVA, acute respiratory failure, COPD, dysphagia, hemiplegia, pressure ulcer of sacral region, atrial fibrillation, ASHD, hypertension, patient is being followed by a hospice. She was last seen by a PA from our service on April 12, 2022. Patient acknowledged that she lost her husband a week and a half ago. Patient could not tell me how long they were married, but acknowledged probably more than 60 years. She expressed some grief, but denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. Period. No crying spells reported. She claims that her appetite has been poor for some time and has lost significant weight. Period. Patient is on mirtazapine and Zoloft to improve mood. Period. Patient stated that her husband would visit her every day when he wasn't, quote, sick, unquote. Patient talked about her three children, including two sons and a daughter, and reports they are supportive. She denied being in any pain. Patient knew that she is at Lourdes, but she could not tell me today's date or who the current president is, and seems to have impairment of short-term memory. Yeah, she reports that she gets strength from her children. Peter, she reports that in the past she worked as a teacher's assistant for special ed kids. Period. Patient reports that stroke caused significant limitations of her life. Review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits. Current medication forward from last visit on 4/12/2022. Mental status examination. General thin looking female, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, slow, mood, dysphoric, thought process, periods of confusion, association, concrete, thought content. No suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, but acknowledged grieving loss of her husband. Perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory recent impaired, funnel knowledge, poor judgment and insight limited, assessment of plan, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31 plans, continue Zoloft and mirtazapine as prescribed. I also talked to a hospice nurse regarding patient's condition. Hospice nurse stated that they might consider changing patient's diet. Peer staff needs to encourage a patient to socialize with others and participate in activities when possible, and decrease isolation in the room. Number two, vascular dementia without behavioral disturbance, F01.50 plans. Continue supportive interventions. Peer encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, and socialization, disposition, ongoing follow-up with hospice, considering multiple comorbid medical conditions. Period, no medication changes recommended. Period, hospice staff may reconsult our service for any persistent mood changes. Period, long-term prognosis remains guarded. Procedure code 99308 under supplemental administrative common side effects of SSRI and Remeron risk-benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above. State goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.